workflow, work prospects, and romance, the ledger of my life is a big, fat zero. Casilda asks how much debt is on the credit card. I buy some time by pretending I need to check the statement. About 10,000 pounds worth, I whisper, referring to the top corner of my most recent bill, and my interest rate is 19.25%, so I thought, trying to get something right, this time I make sure my bills are neatly aligned before handing them over. She takes them from me and swivels in her chair to face her computer screen. It's a bit tricky because you don't have much banking history here. My poise pours out of some undetectable, unstoppable leak in my body. I actually had good credit before the move. I have those statements too. I begin searching for my flush bank statements from several years ago. Casilda halts me and explains that because this is a UK bank, they're only concerned with my banking history in the UK. No sooner can I utter a protest, she has a new window open on her computer and another question for me. What do you do for a living? I'm self-employed. Oh, that's nice. Sometimes. I yank my mouth into a wide, self-deprecating mail slot smile. She regards me expectantly, her fingers suspended above the keyboard. I'm an actor and a writer, and I make solo shows, one-woman shows, and I take them on tour, and I also do a lot of voiceovers. Actually, that's been my bread and butter. Voiceovers? I tilt my head and turn it on. Tune in Friday at 8 on ITVB. She laughs and asks where else she may have heard my voice. I did a dog food advert a while ago and lots of stuff for a cable channel in South Africa. Amazing, Casilda says as she types. That's why I'm here, actually. Sorry, I meant to say, I did a voiceover job that was supposed to pay £13,000. It would have cleared my debt and given me a buffer. The instant I catch Casilda's eye, I impel myself to smile. She rubs her belly absentmindedly. I just moved from a house where I was lodging with a couple in their 70s into a new flat because I thought I had that money coming in. I'd signed the buyout contract and everything, but right before the ad was meant to air, the client changed their mind. Casilda winces as I say this. I'm not sure if it's me or if her baby's just kicked. The arts are so volatile, she offers. She tells me her father was a musician in Poland and that watching him struggle after they moved to the UK was what convinced her to get a steady job. I tell her the worst part is that my £13,000 advert was for a gambling company. Serves me right thinking I could luck out of having to work hard to pay off my debt. I imagine you work very hard. Sometimes. I don't tell her I was standing in a sopping wet bikini on the bank of the Hampstead Heath Ladies Pond on a Tuesday afternoon when my agent called to inform me that the advert had been pulled. I just say, I made the mistake of resting on my laurels. More like blithely lollygagging around as a bon vivant thinking you'd been the winner of a windfall. My grandma always told me not to count my chickens before they hatch. Casilda defends me, saying, yes, but it's understandable. She clicks on a few drop-down menus while studying my tax return. She wants to know if she's seen me on TV. I explain that I was working almost exclusively in theater before I moved. I want to brag about how busy and in-demand an actor I was in Canada, that I walked away from a year's worth of work to relocate to London, but I've learned that my resume is meaningless on this side of the pond. Instead, I tell her that I'm doing a lot of improvised comedy at the moment and offer her free tickets to my show on Thursday. She doesn't respond to this, but asks if I moved to the UK with a partner. No. I press my tongue against the back of my teeth. No, I moved here alone. That's brave. I don't know if it was brave. I moved here shortly after a breakup. I moved here after one of many breakups with the same person, but I don't say that. She says she's sorry. Oh, it's okay. He had to go. I make a gentle farting noise and give the thumbs down. Casilda looks bemused by this. So it's not as though you are someone's dependent? No. I feel myself slipping into a memory trance, about to relive my most recent goodbye with my ex, T, the way he smoothed my halo of frizz outside the airport. Casilda cuts my reverie short. You're not married or common law now? No, I'm alone. She asks which UK visa I'm on, and I tell her I've just switched over from a Tier 5 youth mobility visa to a Tier 1 exceptional talent visa. She adjusts her wedding ring and turns to face me. She wants to know if my parents own property in the UK, if they have any banking history here. They don't. Right. And are they, your parents, are they financially solvent? I don't know how much savings they have, but my dad's a retired professor, so it's not corporate money or medical money, but it's, yeah, they're middle class. They're not struggling. She pushes herself back from her desk, sliding my documents to one side. Could they lend you some money? I shake my head. She raises her eyebrows. No. The harshness of my tone surprises me. All right. She pats her stomach as if to say quit it to the baby and swivels away from me again. Her fingers tap at her keyboard. I pick at the cuffs of my fraying jean jacket. Out of the window, I watch as a tiny patch of blue sky is swallowed up by a mass of gray clouds. When she's done crunching my numbers, Casilda turns back towards me. Unfortunately, you don't meet the criteria for a line of credit. I cry. When she passes me a tissue, I reassure her, it's okay, I actually really like my life. This is a lie, but I've got to have something. I lie and cry easily. I'm an actor. I'm 31. I wipe the tears from the edges of my eyes, sniff snot back into my nose. Honestly, Haley, I'm not supposed to say this, but ask your parents to lend you some money. I shake my head again. They'll tell me to come home. But if it's only a buffer you need to get through a tricky time, I can't, is all I can manage to get out before honking my nose. She commiserates, telling me London's a stupidly expensive city, and returns my useless documents. Hurrying to close my backpack and get out of there, I snag the zipper. Casilda stands with her hand held out to me. I take it in mine and shake it. She encourages me to come back in 6 months' time and try again. She'll be on maternity leave, but one of her colleagues will be able to help me. She wishes me good luck. I leave the bank with my bag open. The ledger. Love? Not over my ex, T. Money? £10,248.71 in debt. £1,238.73 in the bank. Career? No jobs lined up. No prospects, and no auditions. Total, zero.